She's one of my favorites. She happens to run my dairy store on the farm here in Framingham. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Dudley, to those who are close to me and those of you who want to be, that's nice. I'm happy to have you along for the ride, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Anyway, she got sick. She actually, she's getting a horse.
So she's horse or she's getting a horse?
Well, both of those things. She's getting a horse, but she has a horse coming. Her uncle helped her out a little bit to a point, and then some of her other relatives helped her. I'm helping her because she wants to keep the horse here on the farm. So we built a stall for her. She actually slept in the barn on Saturday night.
With the horse?
No, the horse isn't even here yet. They work until
why did she sleep
2 or
3 barn?
O'clock in the morning. Well, she and a couple of the kids were working on setting up the stall and stuff, and they got so tired, they just all went. They fell asleep on a stack of hay. And she came in. I was up yesterday morning. It was about 6:30. I was working at my desk, and she comes into the house. I looked at her. I said, "You look terrible. What are you doing?" She said, "Well, we spent all night working in the barn." So I looked at her. Anyway, she's a wonderful kid. But
how old
not,
is she?
She is Megan's age, 39. Oh. They both are a month apart, birthday-wise, and get along. It's fun. You know how this is, Roberta? And those of you who, as you travel this week, you're going to family, maybe visiting friends. And the good thing that comes out of a lot of the people that get together have the right attitude anyway this week is that you are going to solidify some of your relationships with members of your family or friends. I know a lot of you are not really looking forward to seeing some of your relatives. Not looking forward to going. Some people change the way they do things. For years and years and years and years and years, you've gone home. Right? Mm-hmm. Who have you been with that you wanted to be with at home? Why not turn it around and have them come to you? Just turn it around. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, in some circumstances where you would go and not really stay where you wanted to stay, there are always these things, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, people who don't get along. I don't understand that necessarily, but it happens, and I understand that as well. So what do you do to control the situation? And I don't mean control in a negative sense. If you don't want to be unhappy, then don't go. Oh, really? You drink. I see.
I like
that. They do in all the movies.
No, I know. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you how far you're traveling for Thanksgiving this week. A, more than 1,000 miles. B, between 500 and 1,000 miles. C, between 100 and 500 miles. D, less than 100 miles. E, from the couch to the kitchen to the dining room and then back to the couch again.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I know you do. Our poll over the weekend, did you leave anything to your pets in your will? 46% said of, and this is really, this astounds me. 46% of you who responded at DougSteffen.com said you didn't have a will. That becomes more of a conversation
47%?
Than any of the rest of this. 47% of you have no idea or the people that, let's say you drop off the face of the earth today, how are you going to keep your family and loved ones from having a big to-do about what there is that's yours that needs to be somehow directed to whoever you want it to go to if you don't leave instructions. I think it's very irresponsible. Don't you? Under the circuit.
Yeah.
How long
Indeed.
Is your will? How complicated is your will, Roberta?
You don't want to know.
No, yes, I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked.
Very. Extremely.
Yeah. And you, for various reasons, have this stuff over here for that child and this for that husband.
Well,
that
you, have husband. You have to have trusts and things.
Yes, you,
know.
You do. Yeah. You
so
do.
It gets very complicated sometimes.
It's cute, because I don't have a trust for anything.
Well, but you're not of age yet. People who have trusts, they're
I'm pretty sure in my life I probably won't.
I would have. No, why would you hold that thought? That's a foolish. No, it's not funny. That's a
it's
horrible.
It's funny to me.
No, it's not funny at all. I find it, and especially knowing you.
What?
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that you would say that. I think that's an awful statement to
the
make.
The joke that I'm making.
No, it's not a joke. No, much is said in jest. You do not expect. You just said it. You put into words something that is an expectation, and that's not good.
I expect to have a very comfortable life. Do I ever expect to own apartment buildings as Roberta does? No. But, you know, maybe here in Sunland I might, which, you know, hey, maybe someday.
You could buy that whole block.
I own a lot of it already, so there you go.
Okay.
That's the way to look at it. Kenny, what about you? Have you things set aside well so that everybody knows what to expect in case something happens.
And notice Ken doesn't get yelled at, by the way.
Well, that's because he doesn't say something foolish like,
oh, I said it for Ken's benefit. Come on. You thought it was funny, Ken, and you know it.
Yes. I got the joke.
But see, words and thoughts are things, and that's not a good thing to express.
Yeah, Lisa and I have things set up. It's pretty simple because we just don't have that much, mm-hmm. and the kids will get it evenly. And if something happens to me, she gets it all. If something happens to her, I get it all. If something happens to both of us, the kids get it all. If something happens to all four of us, it goes to charity.
Yeah, so, okay. That's fine. Boom. You wouldn't leave. You have a good relationship with your folks, though. Wouldn't you leave some to them?
I can't think of anything I have that they would want. A lot of it started as theirs to begin with.
So. Well, there you go.
So obviously
it's recycling.
It.
It's probably good. Yeah. That's very good to recycle things. I sort of had this on my mind because today is the birthday of Andrew Carnegie. Some people pronounce it to Carnegie. He was born on this date in 1835.
How do you pronounce it?
Some people pronounce it Carnegie, some people Carnegie.
Carnegie. Carnegie's very fancy.
It is. Well, this guy was a very fancy guy. Okay. He was born in Scotland, and he and his family came to America at the age of, he was 13 when he came over here. He was a telegraph messenger boy, and then went to work for the Pennsylvania Railroad. He made his fortune in railroads and steel. The founder of the Carnegie Steel Corporation, one of the greatest industrial enterprises in the history of our country. He sold it to U.S. Steel Corporation in Pittsburgh for $400 million. Do you understand in 1901 what kind of money $400 million was? Just think about
a lot of money now.
What $400 million is now, and go back to 1901 and think about how much money $400 million was. So he started all kinds of foundations. The best and most remarkable of them has funded, let's see, how many different libraries? 2,500 public libraries in this country were started by the Carnegie Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the Carnegie Institution of Washington, the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission, the Carnegie Corporation of New York, Carnegie Hall in New York City, that sort of thing, the Carnegie Mellon University, it was first the Carnegie Institute of Technology, never mind that he sold it to them for $400 million. He'd made $400 million by the time it got to that point. So there's a great American story. And how many times has it been repeated? Back then, it was repeated. And there are still, I think, opportunities today to do that sort of thing. Not as many because the government, honestly, this is not my time to rag on the government. But really, the government doesn't, you can't do the kinds of things now that you could then. But we have our focus on entrepreneurialism every Tuesday, the Dream Big America contest, in which we focus on three entrepreneurs. By the way, this week will feature the three winners from this first 3 weeks of the month to compete with each other for $20,000 in support prizes and cash. So if you're an entrepreneur and you want to get the treatment not that you get on the Shark Tank, then you might want to go to dreambigamerica.us and look around there. See if you've got a company that applies. You can submit the company name and what your purpose is. It's very obvious and easy to do at dreambigamerica.us, which you can find by going to dougstefan.com. Maybe you, too, can become an Andrew Carnegie. I think it's possible. I do. I think that, as a matter of fact, you can. I feel, interestingly, at my stage in life, a lot of people start to slow down. There's an interesting momentum going on with me now. I don't know whether you guys have felt it and know it. The radio program is finding renewed success and interest. I find myself in a place where I have actually never been in my life in terms of where my head is and my heart and my body and all of these things. And I feel like in the next 10, 12, 14 years, because to me, you know, age is nothing, I think there are going to be some terrific things that will happen not only to me and with me around the program. I just feel like this is my time. Some people have it earlier in life. I was watching Shark Tank. It's on Friday night, I think. And the people that are in there and the way they pitch themselves, they all come in, they're young, they're full of life, and they're full of enthusiasm. Once in a while, you see somebody who's been at it for a while, and they show that. I think that this is part of the extreme prejudice in America, that if you are older, you can't have a new idea. You can't move ahead. If you're not going to make it by the time you're... My father said this to me. If you ever made it by the time you're 40, you're not going to make it. Now, how would you like your father to tell you? And that's had a horrible, by the way, that's had a he didn't mean it to hurt me, but it really did. If you say to your... If anybody around that's important to you says something like that, and that's why I said what I just did to you, Jennifer, to go back and recycle. And the reason that I've come to this point is because I want to go back to what you said. You're a young woman who's smart, beautiful, has everything going for her. You've got a great sense of humor. You sound great on the radio. You understand the radio business. You can create whatever you want to at that business that you and your father run. So I don't want to hear you again. And if you do, I'm going to have to take you out back and spend... Well, no, I probably won't do that. But anyway... not being
facetious.
That would
be more fun for you.
Say things that move you ahead. All right? Please hold that thought. 60 seconds from now, Roberta is going to check what is available for you from the Queen of Cheap department today here on Good Day.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessenelli.
Deals, deals, and more deals, so deal it out there, Roberski.
Okay, what we got today is deals on gift cards for you. Everybody's coming out with all sorts of deals, so I've put together some of the best of them. Let's start with Radio Shack. You get a $10 Radio Shack gift card when you buy two $25 iTunes gift cards or a $25 Visa prepaid card when you buy $250 or more on your Radio Shack credit card. Now, these all start online on Thursday. Target has a whole bunch of good deals for you, too. You get a $5 gift card when you buy two Axe gift sets. You get a $5 gift card with some cough and cold products. Even here's a big one. You get a $40 gift card when you purchase one of those GoPro, you know, those head cameras with Wi-Fi. Wow. And they have them on sale for $199. CVS has it going on, too. Let's say you buy $75 in iTunes gift cards and you get $20 back in those extra credit bucks things that you can then use to buy other things in the store. And same thing, they have $100 Gap card that you buy there, you get $25 back also. Rite Aid has all these gift card money makers as well. You buy $75, you get 10 backs, and they're called UPR. Same thing, it's like store credit that you get. And Chili's, you get a $10 gift card when you buy a $50 gift card.
Ah.
So we've got all these run down. Yeah, at DougStefan.com. So what you can do is you can buy gifts for people and get stuff for yourself too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Love to eat the
turkey. As long as this is Thanksgiving week, I want how we put together a few
with Betty Grable
songs that seem to typify some of the fun music that's around for Thanksgiving, starting with Adam Sandler and his Thanksgiving song.
Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving.
All right. So let's just keep. These are songs. Do we post? Do we ever post songs? Kenny?
You know, the website.
You can't do that.
You can find these easily. YouTube.
That's right.
Cameron Mannheim.
Thanksgiving as a young boy, we ate with my grandma. She laid out by the spread man.
This is.
You had to get there early.
The Mannheim Steamrollers. Butterball parody.
No, it's Cameron Mannheim Steamrollers. It's a joke band.
Yeah. Cameron Mannheim. Instead of Mannheim Steamrollers, it's Cameron Mannheim, who's the actress. Sort of.
Sit down at the table and crack this up, open up his drawers. He'd crack every knuckle and then unhinge his jaw. From there it was a blind man, forget cholesterol. That one skinny uncle showed like the butterball.
So Butterball is still saying that they're pretty much out of turkeys, right? Is anybody been to a grocery store?
I saw a ton of them at Target yesterday.
There are Butterball turkeys?
Oh, tons of Butterball.
Really? And where was this?
At Target.
So what are they talking about?
I don't know. There was a whole freezer filled with Butterball.
They're talking about the big 16 to 20 pound turkeys.
Huh. So you got to do like the big gulp. You got to buy two turkeys instead of one.
Right.
If you're in New York,
actually,
Roberta,
is better anyway because the smaller turkeys are better. They're more flavorful.
They are better.
Really? Yeah. Seen someone just like all right, so in the food court at the mall. Ah, man. You know, they have been very creative and actually brilliant. Every year, whenever you come to Thanksgiving, the first kind of turkey that ever comes into everybody's mind is Butterball, right?
Of course. Exactly, yes. A little pop-up thing on them.
Yeah, I mean, but they're all kinds of...
They're all the same. This is the funny thing, though. They've done such a great job with branding. My mom and I were talking, and she's like, well, we're not going to get this turkey. We have to get Butterball.
Yeah.
No, it's all what's the difference? Yeah. They're going to still zhuzh it up and make it good.
Right. All right, next on the Thanksgiving song hit list is Lil Leva. Oh, my God. Where's McFadden when we need him? Roberto, this is a good one for you. What goes well with turkey? Mashed potatoes. Chester. What are you talking about? This is a big song at Thanksgiving because everybody wants to have mashed potatoes. Crank it up, Evan. Oh, and after you've had your mashed potatoes and your turkey, it's time for dessert, and Jay and the Techniques have taken care of that very nicely with apple, peaches, pumpkin pie.
That's the game we used to play.
Let's see, what do we have? Don Henley. Let's have a little piece of that. Why not? There are five or six of these who play with them during the course of the week for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week on your day. It's 28 minutes after the hour. Trouble with you and
me, my friend. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly with what I call Warren's White Towel Test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Thanksgiving week, the Doug Stampin' Good Day program. For the first time in a long time, I can't remember when Thanksgiving... Oh, wait a minute, that's not possible because Thanksgiving always comes on a Thursday. I was thinking about Christmas, because sometimes when it comes on Saturday and Sunday, we didn't do the program live. But for the first time this year, both Thanksgiving and Christmas, we will not be on live because I'm going to be on an airplane.
It's all your fault, sir.
Well, the best way for me to travel with Charlotte is to do it on a holiday when there aren't as many people, although I don't know if that's going to get screwed up this week or not.
Yeah, with the weather.
We'll see with
sure.
the weather. Mm-hmm. Big, the storm moving across where many of you are, the panhandle, and up into the central Midwest, moving through there, crossing the Mississippi today. Jennifer was telling us a story earlier about some friends of hers who were traveling across the country, and they're basically in the storm.
Oh, yeah.
Because the storm will move about the same pace you can move if you're driving across the country. So you figure 5 days usually to cross the country, whether you're driving or in a storm.
It's delayed about a day so far. So
yeah, right.
We'll see how they fare.
See how that happens. Mm-hmm. At any rate, plan on having a wonderful Thanksgiving. We're kind of sorry not to be on the air, but it is much more practical for me to travel that way. So without me, there ain't no show.
That was really sad. Wow, listen to you.
No.
We've done it before without you.
Jennifer, can you hear Roberta? Roberta's there somewhere. Hi, Roberta.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Jennifer has a television report, including some big news for 24 fans.
A sneak peek of 24.
Right. And Kim and Kanye.
Demanding their privacy with another televised event. So we'll look at that. And some Saturday Night Live news. Katie Couric is in the news. Lots of stuff.
Coming up in just a few minutes. 25 before the hour. Doug Stephan and Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Monday, the 25th of November. Iran and the deal on creating a nuclear weapons-free zone. There are a lot of people, including the Israelis, they're impacted by this greatly. And so you're probably not surprised to hear that the Israelis have said today that they would do whatever is necessary to stop Iran from going nuclear. And this is, I guess, you know, you think about it, that's really what this proposal is supposed to do. But the Israelis say it doesn't go far enough. And the defense minister said, quote, "We're not in a position of making a mistake or gambling with our future. That's why I'm saying it very clearly. All options are still on the table. If we see that Iran continues with the effort to build a nuclear bomb, we will do whatever is necessary to protect ourselves." Not surprising under the circumstances, right? It's not surprising. That's
not at all.
Having been there, seen how the people think and work and react, they aren't a trusting lot. And I guess with good reason. good cause. You understand the history. Mm-hmm. Imagine being in a country. Let's say
times.
In America, we don't even understand this because there hasn't even been a war fought here since the Civil War. We've been involved in wars all over the place, but there's never, I mean, you can say there's the Cold War, and you can say there's the terror, war on terror, but I'm talking about a real kind of shoot 'em up, bang, bang, bombs away kind of war. And yet the Israelis have seen it constantly since they set up in 1948. They've been pushed and pushed and pushed. So you can understand their concern. I didn't really understand it until I was there visiting, and you can really see it. You can sense it more than any other way, the way people drive there. If you look at the cars, any of you who have ever been to Israel, all the cars are all banged up. They have accidents. They don't even stop anymore. It's like being in a bumper car race. Just because everybody's nervous. The guy next to you in a Toyota could have a bomb in his trunk, and he could be ready to blow it up at any moment. It hasn't been that bad lately, but certainly over the course of the years, especially in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right?
A great deal of stress. You just learn to live with it.
Imagine, though, living with it. And that's why I say in America, we have certain stresses that are brought upon us artificially.
We are so lucky to be born here, though.
But going through things like the TSA and the things that are aimed at control, not protection, but just complete control.
Child's play compared to what other places go through.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the town of Wallsburg, Pennsylvania. Anybody know this story? Anybody ever heard? I'm sorry, Wallsburg, Utah. I don't know.
I love Donnie and Mark Wallsburg. They're my favorite.
Yes, very nice, yes. This is a tiny town that had to skip an election earlier this month because part-time town officials forgot to prepare for the election.
Uh-oh. How do you forget to prepare for an election?
275 people live in this town, 40 miles outside of Salt Lake City. The people that run the town failed to schedule an election 2 years ago, and so city officials had to be appointed. I don't know who appointed them, but they weren't elected. So they were supposed to go up for election. November, a lot of communities have what they call off-year elections for city council, for mayor, for selectmen, that kind of stuff. So these folks, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, they were ready to go to the polls, but they didn't advertise to draw candidates out of the woodwork. They just went without doing anything, and so the county election official said, no, you have to advertise. The state law says you have to have an advertisement that encourages people to come out for the election. So they forgot to post it, therefore, and I wonder if they forgot or they just like being in charge. The mayor and the city council members say they had no hidden agenda in letting the election slide, but they've been reappointed. So what does that look like to you? Slimy politics, even in the town of 275? Thinking about that. So location. There have been surveys and studies. This little, looks like, I'm looking at a picture of this town. Nice little place to live. I don't know if I want to be in the mountains of Utah, though, at this time of year. Too much?
No.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of snow. And it starts, actually, this week they had a lot of, they had some snow about a month ago, and then they haven't had any since then. I was driving toward a facility that I use for feed for my animals over the weekend. And on the way, there's a ski slope.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already put artificial, because it was cold, for the first time this weekend. It was down in the 20s here.
Making snow.
They made snow.
And everybody's acting so surprised. Like, we're in December, almost.
Almost into December.
It's like,
you know what,
it's just because this year flew by, but everybody's like, oh, it's not even crazy. Well, yeah, it's a month from today.
Yeah.
It's the time.
I'm just in denial
cold.
Because I don't have all the stuff done on the farm that needs to be done.
I know. It's all right. You'll get there.
That's what the problem is.
Think
okay.
Positively, Dougie.
I will. Thank you, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get all my work done. The places in America for the best jobs. There is there are a couple of studies out this weekend, a couple of stories. One of them, how many jobs are coming back to America, including a focus on Walmart, which is setting up four or five companies that are going to actually manufacture. They get so much starch, and they are so big, that they're actually going to put four of their suppliers in business in this country.
Hmm.
They're going to have, I think, that I saw 1,800 jobs over the next year. So manufacturing of some things that sold, it doesn't, what it's doing for them is just making it look like they're trying to do something, but they're still going to go wherever the stuff is cheapest, and that'll be mostly China. But if they put a, how much is it going to cost them to, I mean, think about the, this is a multi-cajillion dollar corporation. The largest corporation in the world has more employees than any other company in the world. So you think they can't afford to set up a couple of businesses? They can send it up. Anyway, that's not really where the growth is. The growth is in home health care, in fast food, personal care, that sort of stuff. Immense growth in low-paying service areas. New jobs here because of the Health Care Act. You see, the unintended consequences of stuff like this, wages are going to go down, not up. The average pay in this country for hourly paid employees, $13.83 an hour. That's the average. Now, that takes into account all the people that work on the various assembly lines, like at the in General Motors and Chrysler and stuff. They're average about anywhere from $24 to $29 an hour with various benefits. So the average is half of what they make. And that takes into account all the people that are on minimum wage. So what politicians are trying to do is get, they see this as the average, so let's get everybody up to the average. So what does that do? That pushes the average up. The only thing is, what they didn't think about was what was going to happen as Obamacare rolls out. What's happening as a consequence of that is that more and more people are being classified part-time and their wages are going down. So I'm looking at this Career Builder job outlook through 2017. The report makes clear that the labor market is becoming increasingly bifurcated. Do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
Lots of high-paying jobs, lots of low-paying jobs, and not much in the middle.
Gotcha.
Same thing is pretty much when you look around, how many rich people do you know? How many poor people? How many people do you know in the middle? Not many. Not like it used to be. This country was full of average folks. No more average. And the trend continues, especially in metro areas. People have left the country, gone to the city, trying to find better and bigger jobs. And in fact, it's been basically the other way around, except in certain cities. Austin, Houston, San Antonio. In Texas, those are the places to live.
Mm-hmm.
The average wage there is $21.14 an hour and
wow.
up.
Not bad.
In those three cities. That's pretty interesting, huh? Raleigh, North Carolina. The research triangle there. Notice in the last year an 8% growth in the average of what people are being paid. So I find this to be interesting. Looking at what some of this is a rather lengthy overview, policymakers at careerbuilder.com trying to figure out the chief economist what the trend is. The biggest place in terms of jobs, 400 jobs a month being created in Washington, D.C. Duh. Why do you think that is? Because government is growing 400 jobs a month.
Wow.
In Washington.
That's ridiculous.
It is. I'm trying to point all of this stuff out.
I know.
And this is the...
Comparing government jobs to the private sector, it's not a great equation.
By the way, the average wage in Washington, close to $40 an hour.
Wow. Let's just go get government jobs. You want to, guys?
Oh,
wow.
My God. And you and I are paying for that, by the way. The whole bottom line to this is, you and I are paying for this. You and I are paying for this. All right, food for thought. A lot of food going to get cast around. Might as well be some food for thought this week, right? 14 before the hour. Jennifer updates television news in just a moment. Big news for 24 fans coming up here on Good Day.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters. like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears Doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Hi, I'm Sissy Biggers, and I'm here at holiday time to make sure your entertaining is easy, creative, and delicious. So it's important to make sure you have quality cookware, starting with Calphalon's newly redesigned contemporary non-stick cookware. That means it's got an easy-release surface, so your mashed potatoes go from the pot onto the plate with ease, and of course, it's simple cleanup and they're dishwasher safe. The trend is for small bites and a variety of choices in desserts. And how great and easy are these thanks to Ghirardelli's dark and white melting wafers. Airtight plastic containers is a must when you send your guest home with leftovers. Look for those products made with recycled plastics. It means you're leaving a lighter environmental footprint. The Smithfield Spiral Sliced Ham. It's the centerpiece of any buffet. Allow your guests just to help themselves since it's been in the oven and glazed and out it comes, easy to go, and of course easy to serve with the pre-cut slices.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Yes,
we know a little bit more about next summer's return of 24. Where's the sounder for 24? Bong, bong.
Yeah, Jack Bauer's day getting a little more interesting, according to reps at Fox. They filled a role for a hacker character that sounds a little bit like Edward Snowden to me.
Really?
Characters called Adrian.
So all together so far, Jack and Chloe are the only ones that have been announced coming back,
no,
right?
Kim Raver and William Devane are also back.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
William Devane?
Yeah, that was Kim Raver's dad.
Oh, right.
Remember
right.
that?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
So...
Yeah.
Kind of exciting. I'm all ready to go. 12-episode premiere will start this summer.
They'll keep it going because it'll do wonderfully well.
Great.
Just keep it going.
Yeah. Now, interesting news. ABC News correspondent Amy Robach, she announced Friday that her cancer had spread. She's the one that did the on-air mammogram just for really no reason other than just to do it and discovered she had breast cancer. She had a double mastectomy, and now she's announced that the cancer has spread. Her prognosis is good. It's only in one lymph node, but thank God for doing that little bit. I would be very thankful for that one.
Yep.
Katie Couric on her way out of ABC. Couric is reportedly negotiating her way out of her contract. She's going to sign a new deal with Yahoo. Like online Yahoo.
Yeah.
Where she's going to host her own streaming video interview show.
Really?
Kim and Kanye in the news again, always.
Ugh, I don't want any publicity, but how about you have a little television show around our wedding?
They've never met a camera they didn't just love.
Right.
But according to Us Weekly, Kim and Kanye are considering taping their nuptials to air on TV at some
point.
When
are they getting married?
I don't know. No one knows yet, but probably in the summer, early summer.
Really? Who cares?
I know. Hugh Jackman will host TNT's annual Christmas in Washington Holiday Spectacular. He will introduce the musical lineup, including Sheryl Crow, the Backstreet Boys, Anna Kendrick.
Him?
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Because he's hot and a big star.
He's not American. He's not an American.
Christmas isn't an American holiday, Dougie.
Hmm.
It should be everywhere.
Yeah. All right. And what else? That's all. Time's up. It's 51 after.
Yeah.
In East
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things are trending today, informationally. A lot of hot stuff. Thank you all, by the way, for your email. We've had a resurgence. I don't know whether it's Kenny because of our we tend now to have, or I don't know, I shouldn't say we tend to. I think that we're noticing more now that people who are using the program are communicating with us differently than was the case even a year or so ago. 888-302-3684. You find us going less to the phones because people may be on their way to work or they're having a smart brain movement that's short, so they run to Twitter or Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show, and they give us a word picture of what it is that they're thinking. So what's the hot stuff today when it comes to following along? Is it Thanksgiving? Is it Iran? Is it Obamacare? Is it the weather? Where are we?
I posted earlier this morning a nice list from supermarket guru Phil Lempert. He put together a Thanksgiving to-do list with some tips to try and take the stress out of
your holiday. That's something people can share for sure.
Yeah, so that's front and center on Facebook. You can check that out and then share it with your friends, and hopefully everyone can have a stress-free holiday.
I have put on all of my email from, I think, last Friday on, a happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Because
nice.
I think that's, yeah, I mean, I think that's the tone that you want to set. Because we do all have so much to be thankful for. And in an attitude of gratitude, not to make it sound corny, you get so much further. You and those you care about, thank God or thank whatever it is, infinite intelligence. Just be thankful that you have the simple things, the sun, you have your health, you have the ability to bring your family together for Thanksgiving, you have a good car to drive, you have whatever it is that you find at the moment to be something that you're thankful for, then acknowledge it. Think it. Say it. Just say thank you. And that's really what Thanksgiving kind of is all about. So every day maybe ought to be Thanksgiving. In a moment, I'm going to provide you with the top 10 things that mentally strong people avoid. All right, it's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, the top 10 things that mentally strong people avoid.
Number 10.
People who fail give up. Those who are unsuccessful give up. Those who are mentally strong keep going. Every failure is a chance to improve. The great entrepreneurs are willing to admit that they have made many, many failures. Most mentally strong people are willing to fail again and again if necessary, as long as it brings them closer to their ultimate goals.
Number 9.
Those of you who resent other people's successes, you will not find anybody who's mentally strong saying, "Oh my God, look at him, why can't I be that way?" It takes strength of character to feel genuine happiness and joy and excitement for people who are successful beside you.
Number 8.
Do something over and over. What's the old adage? If you do things over and over again, the definition of insanity, expect different consequences. No.
Instead of the same results. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same results.
Yeah, that's not a smart thing to do. Yeah. All right, next.
Number 7.
Dwelling on the past. Forget about it. Acknowledge the past if you want, but you'll never get anywhere worrying about what you did. That goes for your personal life, too. Forget
Number 6.
Number 6. Taking calculated risks. If you are afraid of doing that, you will never move ahead. Mentally strong people always take calculated risks.
Number 5.
Don't worry about pleasing others. If you're trying to please everybody else but yourself, you won't be successful.
Number 4.
Number 4, mentally strong people don't waste energy on things they can't control. Don't complain about bad traffic, lost luggage, other people and what they're doing. Forget about it. Just keep going.
Number 3.
People who don't like change are never going to be successful. I don't see that happening. You got to love change.
Embrace Number 2.
Don't give your power away. Mentally strong people avoid giving others the power to make them feel inferior.
Number 1.
Don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself. Mentally strong people
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.